So, what hurts a narcissist the most? From the perspective of a diagnosed narcissist, y'all. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code, my podcast, y'all. If you're new here, like I said, I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers of this disorder, toxic people, toxic traits, and whatnot, y'all. And that's what we're talking about, y'all. What hurts a narcissistic person the most? A toxic person the most? Oh, my goodness, y'all. Make sure you join the newsletter already if you haven't, y'all. Subscribe to the link is in the description of every podcast and video I do. But the funny thing about it is, y'all, the thing that's going to hurt a narcissist the most is literally one of the things that's going to set some narcissist off is actually just the thumbnail of this video. The thumbnail is going to hurt a narcissist. Yeah, I'm in some self-aware narcissist Facebook groups, and they always share videos like this, and nobody ever watches the video, but they share the thumbnail. Like, oh, Lee Hammack is pandering, da-da-da-da. So the thumbnail of this video is going to set some narcissists off, which is going to be hilarious to me because they always, like, y'all, it's this give, take, love, hate.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But the thumbnail, how to hurt a narcissist. Like, he's giving away the secrets. He's letting people know how to hurt us. Y'all, and y'all know I'm not out here. Because could you hurt, how to hurt a narcissist is not the most difficult thing in the world. Yeah, could you physically hurt them like they might have physically hurt you? Yeah, you can retaliate that way. But the how to hurt a narcissist is literally the number one way to hurt a narcissist. One of the number one ways is just to make them feel shame. Y'all, shame is a great, and I say great, I mean great provocation. With narcissists, it's just one of those things. Like shame just damn near destroys narcissistic people. It is one of the greatest forces in a narcissist's life that drives us literally out of our minds. It's just one of those things that drives us out of minds. So bringing shame into the life or into the viewpoint of a narcissist hurts that narcissistic person. I promise you it does. It seemed like well, how do you do that? Yeah, shame. It doesn't take much to introduce shame into a narcissist's life. It just really, really doesn't. You can just exposing them, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we were going to go into greater detail on some other ways to bring shame to them. But yeah, shame is what narcissists are trying to avoid a lot of times. It just is. Bringing shame into their life, divorcing them brings shame into their life. Breaking up with them brings shame into their life. You mean posting online that they don't take care of their kids brings shame into their life. Telling their friends and family brings shame into their life. You know, telling your friends about how they treat you bring shame into their life. Them not making enough money, you making more money, you having more education, you looking better. That type of stuff brings insecurity and shame into a narcissist's life, y'all. So bringing shame, introducing the shame monster into the life of a narcissist brings shame into their life. It's just one of those things right there, y'all. Yeah, another way to hurt, quote unquote, hurt a narcissist is literally just to post this thumbnail. I'm just joking. I keep harping back to the thumbnail because it's absolutely true. I think y'all don't understand how fragile a lot of narcissistic people are. Like, y'all think it's extremely hard to hurt a narcissist. It's absolutely not. Narcissistic people, including myself, are extremely fragile people. It's not hard to hurt us at all. It's not hard to rattle our ego or make us question our worth or our value. It's not hard at all, y'all. So the thumbnail, I was like, it's going to hurt. Somebody's going to watch the video like, y'all, don't let it trigger you. But yeah, another way to hurt a narcissist, y'all, is to you living well. Just live well. Y'all, this seems super simplistic, but you living well hurts a narcissistic person. It really, really does. You know what I mean? It really, really does. Like, you living well in your glow up journey makes that narcissistic person feel a certain type of way. Like, they probably didn't think that you could do it without them. But guess what? You did it, didn't you? Guess what? You made it, didn't you? Guess what? You graduated. You did everything they said you couldn't do. Everything that they tried to hold you back from. Everything that they tried to make you feel guilty about. You did it, didn't you? You see what I'm saying? You see how that works right there? Just in that space, in that situation? You did it. Living your best life without them hurts a narcissistic person. If they find out about it, if they see it, if they hear about it. But this is another situation right here, y'all. This is another thing that hurts narcissists. Blocking them. Going no contact. Y'all, it just... Yeah. Goodness, blocking them and going no contact absolutely hurts narcissistic people. It's just one of those things. It just does. So they might not even get to see your living well journey. They might not get to see your glow up journey. They might not get to see you thriving and living in abundance without them, or just thriving and living life and happy without them. They might not get to see it, but they feel it, because if you block them, they can lose their damn minds. Because if you block them, guess what? They automatically think that you shifted and you moving on to somebody else. Even if they have somebody else, that can hurt their feelings. That can be on their mind, y'all. Even if they have somebody else and you block them, no warning, they just wake up blocked one day. They just peek at your stuff to see if you're still in the same place, unhappy and single, and then they can't find your profile. And you realize they blocked. Hey, can you see old girl's profile real quick, man? I think she deleted her Facebook. Oh, man, no, I can still see it. I'm still friends with her. Damn, she must have blocked you. Damn, really? Oh, that's just crazy. Well, dang. Huh. Yeah, no contact blocking hurts narcissistic people. Of course, y'all use discretion when doing all of this stuff, because everybody's life is going to be different in these situations. But, y'all... Exposure, another thing that hurts narcissistic people, exposing them for who they are, who they actually are to the world, breaking that kind of shielded reputation that they might have, that hurts a narcissistic person. It just really, really does, y'all. It really does. That hurts a narcissist. Being exposed to who hurt, breaking their reputation, breaking this perfect image, hurts narcissistic people more than anything, y'all. And all of this stuff brings shame to narcissists, y'all. All of it brings shame into their life. But yeah, exposure sucks. Like, I've cultivated this reputation for a long time, and now you're gonna expose me? Oh, hell no. Blink, blink, you know, blink, blink, blinkity, blinkity, blink. What's that? Lego Batman. Yeah, exposing them. The threat of exposure. The fact that you could expose them hurts them and brings shame and paranoia into their life, y'all. Because if you could expose them, they're always in the back of their mind thinking that, damn, this person's going to expose me. You see what I'm saying? And another way, y'all, to quote-unquote hurt a narcissist or to get back at them is literally, y'all, it's going to sound super complicated. They want making them be viewed as a bad person. That's one of the main ways to hurt a narcissistic person right there, y'all, is making them be viewed as a bad person. Because narcissists, we have this kind of crazy viewpoint of the world. It's kind of like we see the world in black and white. You're either all good or all bad. And that same standard applies to us in our own lives. We're either all good or we're all bad. And we don't want to be viewed as bad people, because that destroys us internally. It sucks us into this void, internally, that we feel like we are bad people, and we shame ourselves. We put ourselves. It's kind of like, you know, when you are a kid, right? And you're in the classroom, and they tell you to go sit in the corner and put the dunce cap on. You know that feeling right there, where you're in the corner. Your back is to the classroom. You're sitting in the corner on the stool. I know most of y'all might not be too old for the dunce cap and the real life shaming. But that's that feeling. You go sit in the corner and you feel like you're a horrible, horrible person. And when you get into that feeling that you're a horrible person, it could drive you into this depressive state where you just, it is, yeah, it's like falling into a pit of a dark, dark pit. Like, and you keep falling, you keep falling, you keep falling. And this is the kind of crazy, and this is the pit right here, y'all. The pit, it started off as just a person-sized hole, just deep enough for me to fall into. But the deeper I fall, the wider it gets. Like, I can't touch the sides anymore. It's that dark, y'all. It's that dark. You know, to be viewed as a bad person, it feels like it takes you back to your childhood. It kind of it's like, it takes you back to your childhood when you used to get in trouble and things that, like, I'm just telling you, it makes you feel like a bad, bad person. And you beat yourself. Like, that narcissistic person beats themselves up. You know, and all of this stuff all together makes narcissistic people feel like bad people. You know, being shamed, being rejected. Like, of course, rejection hurts narcissistic people. But exposure, like I said, rejection is blocking and all the other stuff. But all that stuff hurts narcissistic people, y'all. That's why I'm just saying, like, it, you know, and you're not trying to cause pain to the person. Like, this is not about causing them pain, because all of this stuff just requires you to live your life and move on. You know, this requires you to set boundaries, healthy boundaries. And if you want, and sometimes you heal out loud. There's nothing wrong with healing out loud. Just be safe when you're healing. What I mean by healing out loud is like telling your story to a group of people or something like that, posting your story online. Trying to reach more people to help and things like that. So it just gets into that space where it's not very difficult to hurt a narcissist. It really does require very little energy, very little anything. Just you living, you rejecting them, you saying no to them hurts narcissists, y'all. You rejecting them, you exposing them, you bringing shame into them, you making them feel like a bad person. It just, yeah, it all hurts just so bad. I know, so bad. Y'all are like, but we don't want to hurt them. Like, we're empathetic people, y'all. Yeah. You don't have to seek out to hurt them. Because, again, seeking out to hurt them means you expose them to their wife or their husband or whatever the situation is. You know, expose them to their job, expose them on social media. Like, you're not seeking to hurt them. This is just how life goes sometimes, you know? Again, y'all, the thumbnail of the video is going to set some people off. Which is, again, it's not me trying to be antagonistic. It's literally just me spreading information, and people hate that. Well, certain people hate that. Anyway, y'all, if you made it this far, make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. Help support the channel, whatnot, by just liking and subscribing. Anyway, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the self-love brand is available. I have a self-love journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I Love Me on Amazon and whatnot. Also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more.